sign one to see the progress.
Uh-huh.
It's better as far as the other membranes of the eye, but this abrasion, you know, is just the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's superficial on the, you know, the cornea of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And it's egg-shaped and it's about a half an inch long and a little better than a quarter of an inch wide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've had a consultation on this too, but I have the dog now to help it today.
I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me?
A little bit better.
Can you now?
Yes.
Okay. I have the dog under heavy tranquilization.
Uh-huh.
And we will put some ointment in this eye every 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be in a clean place and should not play with him.
Mm-hmm.
He must be very quiet. And we want him, what we'd like for him to do is sleep all the time and keep the eye closed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in, let's see, it is, by in the morning, if it isn't improved a lot, that is, the abrasion size gone down, his eye will have to be closed and a pressure bandage put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't be sewn or anything, you know,
mm-hmm. sutured.
It will just have a bandage, a patch put on. Just to keep the lids closed and with a little pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it doesn't come to that.
Oh.
A very big job. Now, there's a lot of pollen in the air, you know,
mm-hmm.
and dirt and that type of thing. So if the president wants me to keep this up in the Fort Belvoir place, I have a cage down there that I have filtered air, you know, it's closed, stainless steel and glass,
mm-hmm.
with a filtered air and all that into the cage.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he might be more comfortable at home, you know. But I'll do either one.
Why would you think he'd be more comfortable at home? Because of lonesomeness and that kind of thing?
Sometimes they get restless in a cage, you know. They object to it. And they pace around. But we could keep him heavily tranquilized and probably get along very well with him. And I keep an attendant with him all the time. And then I would see him every 2 or 3 or 4 hours.
What is your best recommendation, Doctor?
Well, I'd like to try him in the in our own facility, I think.
Try him in what?
In our own facility.
In your facility?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You could explain to him that I have a... I'll take him down to Fort Belvoir and I'll have an attendant with him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he has any objection to that at all, it makes no difference, whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might get by with him fine over there, but we have controlled circumstances here, and this is a very dangerous abrasion on that cornea.
So your best recommendation to the president is to leave him with you rather than bringing him back home?
I think so, yes.
Uh-huh.
If it was my dog, with this size of an abrasion, that's what I would do with it.
Uh-huh. Do you have any idea how long you think you would like to keep him?
I would say over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this abrasion heals extremely rapidly, you know, it can come down in 24 hours, 12 hours and 24 hours now, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And if it should do that, then I could bring him home probably something.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't do that rapidly, then he just should stay there till the danger passes.
I'm confident the president would want you to keep him where he has the very best chance of the most rapid and most complete recovery. And will you proceed that way until or unless I call you back differently?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Are you sure he won't object to this? Just going ahead.
With your treatment?
Yeah. Well, we are doing the treatment. We're about ready to send him back home. But, see, I would take him to Fort Belvoir, where I have this regular hospital, you know, animal hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that they will take him in and we'll keep a very close check on
him. Uh-huh. Well,
but I have to take him down there until he says what he is.
Yes. All right. But don't bring him here. Let me call you back. Don't bring him back here.
We'll just keep John here with him then until we find out.
All right.
How soon?
Well, I hope I can call you back in just a few moments.
All right. This is my extensions are 3113
uh-huh.
and 2212.
2212.
Yes.
And this is code?
This is code 193.
193. All right.
I'm not in my Pentagon office now. I'm over here at Fort Myers.
All right. Yes. Uh-huh.
And the reason I suggest Fort Belvoir as an animal hospital is because I have this special cage down there.
Uh-huh.
And we had purchased this before Second Army took it over, and it is stainless steel and glass, you know.
Yes.
Any irritation out of the eye.
Uh-huh. All right.
And at least for a day, I think we could see this much better.
Fine. Thank you.
I have my dogs down there right now.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh. Well, let me get a note to the president and get back in touch with you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.